record.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Hello, how are my levels compared to
Craig?
Yeah,
that's what I'm always wondering,
better.
Too.
They seem average.
Mine are always...
Nope, I'm all right. I'm at good levels.
That seems okay.
Well, it's impossible for us to tell because Discord automatically is, like, running...
Right, yeah.
...filters.
That it does. All right. Is there any other pre-show things we need to stock, or should we just go to the deal?
Sluggo for the win. Quickly followed by old Sartot.
Can we set that to the tune of Red Wine? old Sartot.
I think you just did, Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boom. We're back in litigation.
No, that's short. I'm okay with. Ow, mother fricker. So the other day, I was walked out our front door and was going to go around to look at something at the pool.
Uh-huh.
And I had no shoes on. Uh-oh. And decided that apparently my big toe needed to slam into a tree root.
Nice.
At the most possible force apparently I can apply to my big toe.
Mm.
That was Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
It is still very painful today. It was almost black on Monday.
It'll be like my whole 2 to 3 weeks from now.
My whole toe was like black from bruising.
Yep. 3 weeks ago. Now, let's say 4 weeks ago at this point, I tried the same thing, except I just got lazy at the top step and smashed just my big toe into
the step,
you know, the edge of the step as hard as I could. And I had a big fat purple toe that couldn't do anything for like 3 weeks. And then finally at week three, I just instinctively tried to pick something up with my toes and was able to with no pain. I was like, yes, I did it.
Yeah, it was very painful for, I mean, I can bend it and stuff, so I don't think anything's broken, but...
No, just treat yourself to some ice every now and again.
It was very, very sore. But I hadn't gone to work since last Wednesday, so today was my first day, like, wearing, like, shoes all day again. Uh-huh. So there was a few times today where I moved around and just went, ow! So as long as I don't smack it into things, it's fine.
Nice.
No, today is not gout day. I know what that feels like. This is a whole different kind of pain. God does not make my toe turn purple and black. That's a joint pain.
I think he was just saying that he maybe has gout, so he knows foot pain.
Yeah, well, I do too. The joint pain is drastically different than this pain. The joint pain can be just like debilitating of, oh God, my foot hurts so much. This isn't that bad.
Yeah, that's no fun.
Yeah. All right, we ready to roll?
Sure.
What are we on? 387? Does that sound like a number?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 387th edition of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got freshly back from vacation, a Ray and an Ian.
Woohoo!
Yes!
I hear there was some good pinball to be played, but it was a sweltering 1 million degrees inside the pinball place.
That is accurate. Both are accurate. Yeah, there was, there was like, what, 8 games in that little room?
There was about, 7 or 8. Craig, there were so many tables that I'd never played before.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
Ray and I were playing this Godfather game.
Ooh,
it was good.
It was awesome. But like on close inspection of the art and everything that was going on in the table, because for some reason at the start, you choose one of the 5 families to belong to.
Okay.
So you toggle through all these crests, which looks like it was like suspiciously like a reskinned Game of Thrones machine.
Uh-huh.
I was like, since when is the Corleone crest like exactly like the Lannister crest? But it was excellent.
Was this a Gottlieb machine, or who made this thing?
Stern, I believe. I think Stern made them all, but there was an Avengers game that I've never played before, and I was on fire. It was amazing. They had the Mandalorian game.
Yeah.
Yes. They had a new Elvira game.
Ooh.
It was excellent.
I like the old ones.
Yeah. It was as good as the old ones.
Mm.
And it had a Led Zeppelin and a Jurassic Park.
Dr. No?
And a Dr. No.
Yeah, we played that one in Vegas. At least I did.
Yeah. Yep, as did I.
That Avenger one, though, the ramps in the back were serious. I think it was more than 45 degree ramp. Like, you had to hit the ball with some force to get it to go up these ramps. It was good, though. It was good.
Quality pinball time was had by me.
Multi-ball. Mm. Both Ian and I hit multi-ball on the Godfather, and it was just nonstop. It was glorious.
That's good time.
Yeah.
So we are back with the week of July the 5th through the 12th is where we're at. In your 7-day 4-star crash of the quiet.
Ah, my liver.
There we go. We'll go back since we missed a week. On the 26th, you had Chuck versus Elektra and Magneto. Did you Chuck?
Ooh. Was I on vacation that week?
Yes.
I didn't dedicate a lot of time to this game while I was on vacation. I'm sorry.
Fair enough. Ray, did you win those two fights?
I'm sure I did. I was highly distracted by whatever that noise was. Did you guys hear that?
Uh-oh.
No? Nope. Okay. I don't know what that...
Are you okay?
It sounded like, I don't even know, it sounded like angels appearing, or I don't know what it was. It was a weird sound. Uh-oh. I thought it was coming from one of you guys. But yeah, Professor X is, back to back. No problem.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Sorry. I don't know why it always throws me off. I'm sure I played that. I feel like maybe again you said $5 Chuck and it's not $5 Chuck.
I just said Chuck, yes.
Well, no. You pick one or the other. You can't have the same nickname for both levels of character. Yes, he's amazing and I dominated. I went invisible. I used my giant head to destroy people.
There you go. All right, well, starting this week on Monday, you've got Silk fighting Misty?
Yeah. I have lost that every day so far.
Wow.
I tried once. I'm not going to revisit it. I believe my Silk is at a 202.
Oh.
I could be wrong, though. So.
Yeah, that's not going to do it.
I think even pouring ISO into it is not going to fix that problem.
I believe you're correct. On the 10th, next week, we got Scott versus Hulkbuster and a mystery guest.
Oh.
But Scott,
why is there a mystery guest?
Because we just don't know who the second person is.
Oh, because it's two fights now. Yeah. Because it's always been Hulkbuster, and now it'll be someone plus Hulkbuster.
But, you'll get the red, you'll get the black, pickety-bam, you win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. in Storyland, the hunt is running right now. That will get you a Rocket and or Groot, Misty Knight, and Shards for a new character we'll talk about later. That's going to be followed up by a Deadpool versus... Colossus, Eddie Venom, and Doc Ock. Their placement is M'Baku and some Gwen Venom shards. Gwen, I don't know. I don't really like the name Gwenom, but that's what they keep going with. Hmm. PvP world, we got the Soul Season is back. Ragnarok, Doc Ock, and Moondragon in your simulator. Blue Shift is running now, so it's Quicksilver. And Bubbles' placement there is Danny Rand and some Cersei.
Bubbles.
In the news, I don't know if you've opened Puzzle Quest yet, but I got a whole boatload of those Global Defense Rewards.
I have not opened those Puzzle Quest yet.
I did. I didn't get anything. What?
I just got them, I don't know, an hour ago maybe?
I just woke up the iPad again and guess what I'm getting.
There you go.
Global Defense Rewards?
Yeah.
Nice.
So there you go, Ian. You'll have a little surprise later.
Yeah, so when we start that segment... Rather than saying, Ian, is Steve open, while I'm going through 27 different Global Defense Rewards, open a cover.
We can do that.
Yes!
Elsewhere in the news, we got not one, but two new characters and a clue for the next character.
Nice. That's... Well, you go in the order that you're most comfortable with.
Well, I was going to go the new 3-star first.
All right. That seems fine. Let me sit down first.
All right.
This came as a surprise to me while I was on vacation. I don't want to color this segment, so why don't I just let you talk?
All right. 3-star Spider Rex Patarker. Yeah. So this is a dinosaur version of Peter Parker. He is a 3-star hero, non-humanoid, Spider-Verse enhanced. The red power is called King of the Dinosaurs for 8 red. Deals 407 damage. Downing a person if they are below 10% of their health. As you go up in level, it deals a little bit more damage, downing them at 30%. So isn't that the same as Punisher's Red?
I mean...
Probably.
I don't know if the numbers are exactly the same, but sure.
I thought Punisher was also 30%.
I think probably. So. Could be 20%. I don't remember.
Yeah.
30% green. Seems a little higher, which I like.
Yeah. Green power is called web drop. Like Wayne Dwap, but web dwap. No? All right. Deal damage to two random enemies increased by 50% if they're airborne. 33% of the time, the enemy drops down on a random ally, stunning them both for one turn. So that's an interesting mechanic for bringing people down from the air.
Yeah.
So I guess good for pulling Vulture out of the air one third of the time.
Sure.
As you go up in level, damage increases, and the stun is at... Wait, why does it seem like that's worse? It says stun 15% of the time. Wouldn't you want the stun to be go up, not down?
Is it stunning you or someone else?
Damage to random enemy allies increased by 50% if they're airborne. 33% of the time, the enemy drops down on a random ally, stunning them both for one turn. But as you go up in level, the percent chance to stun...
Right, well, you don't want your ally to be go stunned. Down.
Right, but you're getting the person out from being airborne and stunning them.
Yeah, but at the cost of your own guy. So it's supposed I don't know.
But I mean, if you're down to fighting, like I said, just Vulture or something, you'll make that trade every time.
Sure.
Hmm, interesting. The blue power is called Jungle Wide Web, 8 blue. Stun the target for 2 turns, and any enemies whose current health percentage is within 10% of the target's current health percentage, deal 10% less damage for 1 turn. Oh, that's way too complicated. However, at level 5, that's a 4-turn stun. So that's super nice. Enemies within 25% of the target deal 25% less damage for 2 turns instead of 1 turn. So, boy, I like a 4-turn stun. Can't go wrong there.
Sure.
So I guess 5, 3, 5? Yeah, because you're going to want to get that red power at the 30%, and you're going to want that 4-turn stun. Yeah, that's got to be a 5, 3, 5.
I don't have a good argument. Sure.
Okay. In the feeder flow, the 3-star will feed a 4-star that it says is coming soon.
Nice.
And then that 4-star, whomever that may be, will boost the 5-star character we'll talk about here in a moment. Then the 3-star will also boost Devil Dino as the secondary. Let's see. Things we missed. There were rewards in the Hearts of Darkness, which ended on the 3rd. The hunt is going now. There's a legendary token in the placement rewards there. There was a 3-star, a versus for this character called Dino Danger. That finished on the 3rd. Well, most of this stuff is about the 5-star. Yeah, we'll get to those when we talk about the 5-star. So, there you go. The 5-star version is called Venomsaurus Rex, which appears to be a Venom version of a dinosaur. Wow, I can't pronounce this.
No, I imagine not.
This is a red, green, blue here. Villain, non-human, non-humanoid, Spider-Verse, symbiote, enhanced. The red power, Ian, is called Gronz. Gronz. It's 3 A's in there.
Oh.
8 red. Deal damage, downing them if they're below 10% of their health. Enemies downed by this damage cannot be revived by their own abilities. Get more of those. Again, you leveled up to level 5. You're downing them at 30% and they can't bring themselves back. That's pretty nice. Green, Symbiote Slam, 7 green. Deal damage to 2 random enemies. 15% of the time, they get a 2-fer, slamming enemies into each other in the process, doubling the damage. That's cute. As you go up in level, the damage increases, and the double damage then goes up to 33% of the time. I like that green much better. That's fun. The blue power is Tarred No Feathers, 7 blue. Stun the target for 2 turns. Then the target and any enemies whose current health percentage is with 10% of the target's current health percentage deal 10% less damage and receive 10% more damage for 1 turn. As you go up, it becomes enemies within 25% of the target deal 30% less damage, take 30% more damage for up to 3 turns. So this one's a little bit more complicated, because I think you want that red and green both at 5. The stun doesn't go up, it's always at 2 turns. Nope, level 4 goes to 3 turns. So that green power link is 30% at level 4 and 33% at level 5. So this has to be a 5-4-4. Yes. That extra level just to get 3% doesn't seem worth it. But you're going to want that 3 turns of stun as opposed to 2 turns of stun on the blue.
Not often do I agree with a 5-4-4, but sure.
Yeah, that seems logical.
What else we got? Then to get back to this one, the placement rewards there. His event was called Jurassic Joust. That ended yesterday. There is a symbiotic safari store that we missed, apparently. There was a chance to get up in pulls there. The Dino Delights Vault, which runs to the 9th, tomorrow through the 9th. Chance to get Venomsaurus Rex in there. Increased chances in 10x and 40x pulls, where you will get one Roar and More legendary store token, a 2099 Spider-Man, and a bunch of random 3-stars in the Roar and More store. It has a 15% chance to get Venomsaurus Rex, Null, the King in Black, and Back in Black Spider-Man.
Sure.
You can buy those for 25 CP each.
Well, I mean, at least those characters in the store make sense.
Yeah, this time I get the link there. So there you go, dinosaur versions of Peter Parker. I have not seen the Spider-Man movie, so I'm assuming they're in it.
I hope so. That was my next question. I was like, are these movie relevant?
I'd have to believe so.
Okay. Because if they're at least movie relevant, then my crushing disappointment could be elevated to usual disappointment.
Yeah. But I've not gotten to see that movie, so.
Oh, no, the movie, I don't know. I just meant about these guys.
I just assumed that they're...
When I got the news, I was like, what?
Yeah.
We're only getting one regular character for every two joke characters now? What is going on? The ratio is way off. It's 20 characters for every one joke character. Not two jokes per one real character. Jeez. Soon to be released Spider Narwhal and Venom Narwhal. They're coming next. Are the kids still wanting narwhals? Is that what we're trying to do? We're trying to reach a younger audience?
I like narwhals.
Maybe we can have...
I do not want a Spider-Man narwhal, though.
I'll pass. See, we would all take a narwhal, and we're all much older than the young kids. So it's clearly not the right reference. I'll have to ask my son what would get him interested in Marvel Puzzle Quest, and that'll be the new character. Minecraft Spider-Man and Minecraft Venom. Yeah!
Yeah, that's probably what it would be. In the release 281 notes, so we have the clue for the next character.
Ooh.
The clue is Glint of a Blade.
Is it Blade?
I think we already have a 4-star Blade, so probably
yeah,
not.
Yeah, you get a 5-star Blade to tie in with a new movie.
No, the next character should be a 4-star.
Oh.
You know, that one that the thing said, you know... The 3-star dinosaur Spider-Man should probably be feeding. So I'm assuming it is another character from the movie.
Oh, well,
would be my guess.
I haven't seen that film yet, so.
Yeah. Perondiak had exactly who I was thinking, Silver Samurai.
Is he in the movie?
No, and he's not going to be an MPQ. Like, I doubt that's the case, but Glint of a Blade, that's just the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah, since we already have a Black Knight, yeah.
Well, and his blade doesn't glint.
Well, that's true, I suppose. Other thing, it says it's time for the fan favorite celebration. Join the fun. There's a brand new support. It's called Skullmunati. Skulluminati. That's it. Skulluminati. I had to look at that multiple times. I don't know what it does. It doesn't say. Soul Season is here, so compete with those. And it says be on the lookout for weird symbols appearing in MPQ.
Okay.
So look for weird things.
Okay.
I'm not very perceptive, so I probably won't see the weird things, but what are you going to do?
Oh, yeah, Shatterstar. I like that, too, Perondiak says. Mm. I was thinking him, too, but I thought maybe he's in the game, and I just don't remember.
That's all the news, unless you guys have some news.
No. Unfortunately, vacation for a week, I didn't look at anything. Nothing. So.
Yeah, and then like... Fake work on Monday and then Tuesday off, and now my first real day of the week. I'm a mess.
Yeah, I got you. Let's move on then. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, the Illumina Monster versus Hydra.
All right, let's talk about the Hydra Stomper, Steve Rogers, in the What If version of the Marvel Universe. 4-star character, yellow, blue, green. His yellow ability. The front line, 8 yellow AP. Convert 2 basic tiles of the enemy team's weakest color to strength 41 friendly protect tiles. Passive component, the Hydra Stomper cannot be stunned, and if Peggy Carter is an ally, neither can she. Oh, that's lovely. I didn't know that. That's just a cute little extra thing. Let's see, this ability, as it goes up, you will begin creating 3 protect tiles, and they will be strength 250. The Engine of War, 0 blue AP. This is a passive ability. The first time the Hydro Stomper makes a non-team-up match each turn, destroy one friendly and enemy AP in that color, and create a three-turn countdown tile that generates four AP in that color. If the match was made against a villain, the countdown tile generates five AP instead. That's juicy. Let's see how this gets better. It goes from three-turn to two-turn. It generates six AP or eight AP if it's against a villain. It's a lot of AP. Holy cow! All right, let's see what Stomp does. it's 10 green AP. Destroys four random enemy basic or team-up tiles. For the rest of the turn, any new black tiles that fall are three-turn countdown tiles that deal 185 damage. Sorry. Oh, that was so pumped up from the last ability, and now I'm like, what is going on? Tiles or countdowns that might do damage in the destroy nine tiles, countdown tiles deal 1,137 damage. And they become two-turn countdown tiles also. So speeds it up a little bit. Boy, I didn't really learn too much about this guy, but that Engine of War seems amazing. That's a lot of AP that generates, yeah. Potentially.
If you only got to protect it for two turns, that's not too bad.
Yeah, for eight AP, that seems, you know, six worst-case scenario. That's all right. The other two abilities are less thrilling. 5-4-4 for me, or 4-5-4 for me.
Oh, well, what is mine at? I've got mine at a ever-popular 4-4-5.
Oh.
Which is tied for the second most, but the most popular is a 3-5-5.
Okay.
Which is what I
maybe
have.
Maybe Stomp's better than I realize. I don't know. It's a very confusing ability.
I'm pretty sure I looked up what other people did and just set mine that way and then put them away and never brought them out again.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, other than a decent but unpredictable AP generation, I like that he and Peggy become unstunnable. Other than that, that's the Hydro Stomper, Steve Rogers, 4-star. Yeah, that's what Sonny and Zand are.
All right, moving on to acting. Thank you. Who we got this week, Ian?
This week, we have the actor and comedian, Mr. Pete Davidson. And for whatever reason, I think I might be a little bit off, but I don't hate it. I'll still be honest. I would like Pete Davidson in the MCU to play Speed. I think he would, I think, you know, with a little bit of goggles and some silver hair, I think he would be. I was basing it off the way they portrayed Quicksilver, and I feel like Speed would be, you know, dialogue wise and that sort of thing. I think it would probably build him the similar as Quicksilver. So I think Pete Davidson would be fine in that role. And they also seem to be steering us towards the Young Avengers.
Well,
he's getting a little too old to be a Young Avenger, but
am I next?
You could be.
Because I'm going to run off of the Young Avengers thing. Because I also picked a Young Avenger. I don't think Pete Davidson can act. He is.
Him to try.
He's good at comedy and improv, but I just went with looks and I selected Billy Kaplan, a.k.a. Wiccan.
My arch nemesis slash brother.
So close to what you had, but totally different reasoning.
Alarmingly close. Craig, bring us home with Hulkling.
I did not go with Hulkling, no. What I did go for is because I believe that Pete Davidson seems to be crazy most of the time. I'm saying that Pete Davidson plays Legion.
Oh, sure. I could.
Yeah.
I think he would. I think he could pull that character off.
I don't. I don't think he could handle that many different personalities. He could be one hilarious personality that he has. But again, with like Ray said, I don't think his range as an actor is is what it needs to be to play a character that has multiple personalities.
It could be true.
But
I like the way he would look as Legion, though.
I do. I like him. I think it would be a good fit physically. And maybe Pete's a great actor, and I'm not giving him enough credit.
I don't know. He put out that one movie, but I didn't watch it.
Mm-mm.
So,
I also have not seen The King of Staten Island.
Yeah.
I also believe he is on a show called The Freak Brothers, but that's on the Roku channel, and I never bothered to put on the Roku channel, so.
I use that to watch old episodes of Quantum Leap.
I tried that for a while. It just didn't stick. I feel like it didn't hold up, but I do. I used it to watch.
Oh, that but you need to watch on that movie. Though. What's yeah, up? You need on the Roku channel though.
Mm-hmm.
You go watch yourself some Morimoto Sushi Masters.
Oh, is it his own show?
It's his own show where he, you know, you have to make sushi, and if you do it poorly, he, you know, he gives you noises and, you know, tells you that you're, you know, bad chef and, you know, makes you do it over again until you get it, you know, something he approves of. And
interesting.
It's been a good, there's only like 6-8 contestants, so it won't, you know, I don't think it's that many episodes really, but.
For sure.
Yeah.
Did you watch go ahead. Yeah.
No, I just said, I think you might enjoy it. I'm only like 2 or 3 episodes in.
Did you watch any Secret Chef?
Oh no, I don't think I know Secret Chef.
Oh, it's a Hulu original. It's easy to watch, and it makes no sense. The secrecy of the show has not become a component of the show, so I'm just confused every episode. And like only 2 of the chefs know how to cook food. It's amazing.
Ah, I did enjoy the return of Joel McHale's Crime Scene Kitchen. Crime Scene
Kitchens, yeah, so did I. That's a good show.
Yeah,
it's genuinely entertaining.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
Where are we, dude?
We are acting. Going to thank Thespify as soon as you tell us who next week's celebrity is.
Next week's celebrity is the recently exonerated Mr. Jonathan Depp.
There you go, folks. So send in your comment suggestions about who Johnny Depp should be. Let's hit the mailbag. Willie, what you got?
All right. So over on the D3 forums, Punisher5784 said, in regards to John Goodman, I always picture John Goodman as Kingpin. I can get that, but D'Onofrio was just so good.
Yeah, I can't unsee it.
Yeah, so good.
I suppose if D'Onofrio didn't exist, I would be on board with that. Well, you know, younger John.
Right. Again, him as the Cyclops from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, that John Goodman I could see as Kingpin.
Right. He also said, thanks for the shouting out his meeting story posts. It's like the fan fiction that he does over on the D3 forums. Hope you all had a chance to check it out. I did not. Turns out I didn't look at anything. I've been on vacation. That's going to be my excuse for this week.
Yeah, I was on the same vacation. So I'm, whatever Ray's excuse is mine.
Right.
I just played a lot of Diablo 4.
Yeah, you did.
All right. I was trying to look something up and I'm failing. Over on Reddit. Dex1138 says, it should take me a while to land on a good MCU casting, but when I heard Pete Davidson, Kid Omega, Quentin Quire, instantly sprang to mind. I could totally see him in a pink mohawk, and his level of snark would fit perfectly. I don't know who Kid Omega is.
I don't know that character. No.
But pink mohawk and snark? All right, I'm aboard.
You know what? I didn't think, and no one's mentioned it yet, that Pete Davidson is actually already in the MCU.
Oh, he is. Yeah. I wasn't going to. Yeah.
Officially?
He plays an alien in Guardians 3. He's on screen for very little amounts of time.
All right. Well, cameo is fine, but no.
And technically, he's not on screen. Like, you know, he's an alien, so it's not Pete Davidson. It's.
Yeah.
But whatever. It doesn't count.
Yeah, I was just looking him up as well. He seems totally reasonable.
What else we got? Right, Dex1138. Since you are the Puzzle Warriors 3, which comic warrior are each of you? Now, and he says discuss. Unfortunately...
But it doesn't need to be discussed.
Right, we discussed this.
We satisfied this on, like, episode 1.
Right.
I'm Fandral, Craig's Hogan, Ray's Volstagg. There you go. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely correct.
Yeah, there was lots of silence. I was like, oh, crap, I offended them. I thought this was resolved ages ago.
I can never, for some reason, I can never remember Fandral. So, like, the name.
Right.
But yes. He also says, in contrast to the K-pop, allow me to offer J-Metal, an all-female band called Love Bites.
Does love bleed?
So, I'll put the link in the Discord that he put in the Reddit. I'm not impressed. I mean, they're fine.
Right.
They're metal.
They're acceptable, but they don't stand out.
No, they sound like a lot of...
Is it in English or Japanese?
Well, they sound like a lot of female metal bands. Like, it's fine. Funky Hedonist did respond and said, I second Kid Omega. Very excellent pick. Well, again, I would have to be more familiar with the character, but... He also then posted and said, thanks for the shout out. I was chasing the moon dragon last night at 3 a.m. and enjoying the heck out of your show. I love Ian's excitement yawns. He needs to trademark that. I also legit appreciate that although I tuned in for tips and trips to NPQ, I randomly received an education in K-pop. Thanks for expanding my knowledge base to something beyond BTS and Gangnam Style. Craig's chipper demeanor.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, that's me.
I was trying to get through that without laughing, and I failed. And outgoing personality makes him a great ringleader for the show, but I got briefly concerned when he said he spent the weekend in a Creed bender because I thought he meant the band.
No. No Scott Stapp for this guy.
Oh, man. I want to see.
Boy, that'd make me sad.
I want to see really? Craig go on a Creed bender.
If I had to listen to a Creed for an entire weekend?
Well, I mean, an entire weekend's a little bit long. And, like, peak Creed or, like, mental health going unchecked Scott Stapp Creed?
Yeah, he went off the deep end, man.
Yeah, that's not good. I'm worried for him. But, like, peak Creed? You know, if I could, you know, look past the fact that they're a, you know, Christian metal crossover, there were some decent tunes. I enjoyed most of the songs that they released. I don't know I could revisit them all for a whole weekend.
I think I can only name the Arms Wide Open song.
Oh, They Take You Higher. They've got Arms Wide Open. They've got something to do with like bullets and angel wings or butterfly wings. There's all sorts of, they had like five whole hits.
Okay.
Parandiac just made me sad that was his first concert.
No way, it made me happy. That's crazy. I would have never guessed that in 100 million years if I were to guess what was his first concert experience.
That's true. I agree with that.
Candlebox opening for Creed? That's crazy.
I do enjoy some Candlebox, though.
Yeah.
Funky Hedonist continues and says that, that Ray seems to be the OG MPQ guru of the group. Man, that is not accurate. Sorry. he says, I feel like you could freeze him in Carbonite Han Solo style for 5 years and his roster would still beat mine in PvP. Well, that may be true, but it's really only because I play this game more than either Craig or Ian. That's really all my accomplishments are. So
nice.
Prandiac updated and said it. Drain also opened. Now, Drain, that was some good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Drain SCH. Yeah.
Yeah.
What a curious lineup.
He also says, I hope you are all soon one day in a financial position to pay the $2,600 and watch a half-dead Alice Cooper perform. Much respect.
Tell you what, if I win this Mega Millions or whatever is getting pulled tonight, then if we win, I will take Ian and Ray to go see Alice Cooper.
That'd be cool.
Wow, thanks.
Or we can take that money and just go to Vegas and have a bender.
Oh, B. Definitely B.
I don't know, Ian.
Have I not told you what a good time I had this last time we went? And we weren't even on a bender.
It was a good time. We had a good time.
It was so much pinball.
Yeah, good. Lots of cocktails.
You're right. And then if we've discussed, I am a greedy,
some good meals.
Greedy man. I got to wake up every day and go to bed every day without having to give a thought about anybody other than myself. It was amazing.
But we had some really, you know, a couple really good restaurants.
Several.
Yeah.
Several. Beef Cheeks was a game changer for me.
Yeah, amazing barbecue. I mean, Bruce Chris always delivers.
Oh, did they ever.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, those mushrooms and those Brussels sprouts were amazing. Mmm.
All right, the last thing I got from Reddit is from Brawny216.
Ooh.
Popping back in to say hey. After not listening for about a year, stopped playing as hard for various reasons and got overwhelmed with too many other podcasts. Glad to see y'all still keeping it consistent with the excitement yawns. new to me, actor casting segment is fun. Look forward to keeping up with that. So there you go.
I think you should start back over at episode one and get yourself caught up.
Nope. Jump in now.
Oh, I almost forgot about this because WagonBat sent me this in Discord, but he said it's for the mailbag. One, yawns are contagious. More so, this is the third excitement yawn comment. yawns are contagious, more so the more familiar you are with someone. If a stranger yawns, you are likely not to yawn yourself. Two, Ian's excitement yawns make me yawn. Three, I completely agree with Craig on Lego flowers. A bouquet is an interesting idea and it should stop there, but there are several variations now, including dried flowers, aka dead flowers, aka dumb.
I didn't see that one.
No. Well, here, you can copy a link into the Discord for you. So there you go. Yeah, so the excitement yawns. Apparently people are fans, just not Joe.
Fair.
All right, that's it. Thanks, Willie.
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure I like that one at all.
I didn't look. I just posted the link.
It's like a Thanksgiving kind of centerpiece thing going down.
That's not Lego.
It's.
I mean, technically it is, but.
Yeah, and I'm not sure I'm down with that. So thanks, Willie.
All right. So, Ray, I'm going to give it a more thorough listen before I give it a more thorough review. But you're not too far off in the first minute of the song. I know it's metal, but it sounds like the bassist learned how to play her bass either by watching a YouTube video mm-hmm. or by one of those learn to play bass in your spare time, like DVDs. I was like, what's happening? And then it does. I mean, maybe you tainted me going in, but I was like, this sounds like every all female metal act I've ever heard.
Mm, I wouldn't say that. There are some good ones, but these aren't one of them.
No.
Drain STH, for example.
Drain was awesome.
Yeah.
Much better group. Let's go back to the acting world and hit up some pop pop.
Nope, we missed a whole segment, didn't we?
We did? Oh, we did, because I thought it was skipped. That, and then I remember we unskipped it.
It's extra short, and you're not getting any details this week.
Yeah, I totally forgot.
All I have for you is a boring list. And if there's one thing that jazzes us up, is a boring list.
All right. Well, once again, sorry, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
We just want to pump
you up.
You up.
With a boring list. So, since there is no details in the infographic and I'm unwilling to learn things on my own, the 3-star boosted characters may indeed be Vision, Thor, Quicksilver, Hawkeye. Now, there's some debate as to whether this character is a 4-star or a 3-star. Blade, Daywalker. If anybody knows which one is 4 and which one is modern, that the one that is Daywalker is boosted. The one that is modern is not boosted.
I think it's the 4-star is Daywalker.
I think so, too. I think regular Blade is Blade Modern, and 4-star Blade is Daywalker.
Yeah, I think so.
Then Hydra Stomper, Icarus, Doc Ock, and Carnage? All appear to be the 4-star boosted people. The 5-stars are Old Man Logan, Okoye, Electro, and Magic Phoenix 5.
So Blade Modern is the 4-star.
Oh, well, there you go. Dang. So that's a 3-star Blade that's boosted. In the Samurai Says portion of this segment, it's something about Okoye being boosted. I assume that is the winner on this list.
I think he says that's all you need to know.
Nice, there you go. So that's who's boosted. Listen to me now, believe me later. Thanks as always,
Mystify. All right, sorry. I you know, in my brain, we didn't have anything for that segment, and I forgot that we then found the data, and I just skipped
it. Absolutely, nope, understood.
So now let's hit the pop, pop,
pop, pop.
All right. First, let's talk about K-pop groups today. I think we will share with you a snippet from the band NMIX. That is NMIXX. I don't know how to pronounce 0.0. Is that what? That's read?
I thought it was capital O's, but I don't know.
Could be. It could be some sort of like surprised face emoji.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that. I don't know how that's pronounced, Sluggo. Is that a sound? Is that a number? Anyway. It was off their first album. They are a inappropriately large 7-member group, so that's a strike against them. This song was weird for me. This song was like listening to 4 different disjointed songs, like poorly edited together.
This 20-second clip is okay.
Ray offers you the best possible piece.
I try.
Again, after let me give a quick moment to hear where it
It's right when this 20 right seconds after the is first over, major break.
Yep, and right after this 20 seconds, the next 40 seconds is a totally different tone and tempo.
Oh.
I mean, see,
like, this 20 seconds would be like good background music for some action that's happening in a movie.
Yeah.
Right? Where like some kids are doing something in like a montage, right? And, you know,
oh, right.
It's just showing them do things, and this is playing in the background.
Sure. Yeah. This is it seems like an achievement montage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I find in mix a little bizarre for my taste, but they seem nice. Let's talk about other things that are bizarre for my tastes. So, as we have learning from this segment, I don't drink caffeine anymore. Not at least not a lot. So I gravitate towards decaffeinated sodas, and I'm going to talk a little bit about Sun Drop here, which is a citrus-flavored soda. It's a lemon, lime, and orange flavor. So it's like a less awful Mountain Dew and a more delicious Sprite. So good on both ways. Yeah, it's caffeine-free. It's pretty good. It's probably not my favorite citrus soda, but it's totally acceptable. If you get an opportunity, who makes the Sun Drop? I think they are independent, but I'm not super sure.
Okay. I'm not familiar.
Oh. Yeah, I honestly don't know who the only sodas in their line are there's a cherry lemon flavor of Sun Drop as well, which I've never tried and would love to. If I ever see a Sun Drop, keep your eyes peeled at the old Cracker Barrel if you ever find yourself in there.
Cherry lemon, I do want to try
a Sun Drop. What's that?
I would try cherry lemon. That sounds good.
So would I. It sounds great. I've never seen that. If I ever discover that, you know, let me know.
Sun Drop, it's lemon, lime, and orange trifecta.
Sun Drop is produced by Keurig Dr. Pepper.
Ooh.
Formerly Green Mountain Coffee Roasters.
Wow, they're all that's a competitive brand. I like the things under the Dr. Pepper label.
So, Ian, it says on their webpage that there is a Sun Drop citrus-flavored soda and also a Sun Drop caffeine-free citrus-flavored soda.
Yeah. Anybody that offers a caffeine-free citrus-flavored soda draws, you know, I'm there.
Okay. I just assumed that by default, since it was just a citrus-flavored thing like Sprite or something, it would be caffeine-free to start with.
No, it is not, unfortunately.
The cherry lemon does not appear to come in.
Yeah, not yet.
Caffeine-free.
I would try it, though.
Oh, contains less than 1% juice, but 106 milligrams of caffeine.
That's too much caffeine for me.
Bop, bop.
Yeah, oh yeah. So anyway, thanks as always to Magnify. Pop, pop.
Sorry, that was fun.
Yeah, that was good.
Ian, why don't you open Steam and collect those rewards and then break and open a token? Oh.
I already did. Why do you think we were so lost? Ray had to pull us out of that. So it's none other than Kate Bishop, Hawkeye, Ruthless Precision. That is all for the day.
Ray, are you still in one land or are you doing
Vegas? I am not. None of these 3 5 stars do I have champed. I'm debating hitting the big button.
Ooh.
And just like running through them. I think I'm the going.
Big candy like button.
So you want to do yours first?
Sure. I got 11. We got Reptile, Super Skrull, Elsa Bloodstone, Colleen Wing. Here's a purple. Jeff, eat that. Danny Rand, Uncanny Deadpool, Kate Pride, Yondu, Star-Lord, and Kingpin. So 1 out of 11. That means that you should get at least 8.
I'm hoping. That'd be nice. All right, I'm going to hit it and just, like, fly through these because I'm hitting the big 50 button. So we're going to start with a 4-star. Riri Williams, Scorpion, Thor, Peggy, Hawkeye Ronin, I forgot he was a character. Elektra, The Thing, a purple Spider-Gwen Gwenom drum duo. Back to 4's Dazzler, Wasp, Vulture, another purple. That is High Evolutionary, a natural selection. Back to 4's Punisher Max, America, Medusa. I got a Jeffrey, So Hungry. Negasonic, Morbius, Shuri, Loki, Alligator of Mischief, Invisible Woman, Agent Coulson, another Invisible Woman, Black Cat, I think the RNG is stopped generating. Wolfsbane, Sabretooth, Gertrude Yorks, Mantis, Jean Grey, Captain Falcon, MODOK, Spider-Man. This is number 4, a Gwenom drum duo again. War Machine, Polaris, Thanos, another MODOK, Super Skrull, Wiccan, Black Panther, Misty Knight, She-Hulk, B-Stage of Apocalypse, I don't know what number I'm on, Echo, Nebula, Black Knight, North Star, another Black Cat, and Moon Knight. I got 4 out of 50.
4 purples out of 50?
Yeah.
That's terrible. Sorry, dude.
That is pretty bad. And then I got 400 shards for my Mr. Fantastic, who is my second Mr. Fantastic. And I got 475 shards for Jeffrey. These are in bonus shards. So nice.
Right.
That's not bad.
I mean, 4 out of 50 is not good, but...
No. But the shards help.
The shards help. Yeah, they help offset the pain. Yeah, sorry about that. I had, you said a really high number when you started, so I kind of zoned out and just explored more what is owned under the Keurig Dr. Pepper umbrella.
Okay.
I don't know. I was just doing something. I didn't realize how many brands of soda that they have acquired in their merger. It's not interesting. I was just filling my own time while you were telling me about all the 4 stars you got.
Sure. So my Jeffrey is now at a 343. Gwenom is at a 102, and the High Evolutionary is at a 223. Still got a ways to go.
Yep. But the there you go. Big 50 open, thanks to this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is called the Soon-to-Be-Named Network, can be found at soontobenamednetwork.com. We work alongside of several other excellent podcasts for you to choose from. You can find direct links to all of our shows and archives to all of our shows at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
No, I think I'm good. I'm unsurprisingly very thirsty after this episode, but other than that, I'm ready. How about you?
All right. Let's close it up then. Thanks again, everybody, for joining us here. Comment suggestions. Shoot them at Ray to the mailbag, and Willie will pick them up. If you want to go and click on our Amazon banner, that's always a good time. There's another holiday coming up at some point. I don't know what's next. But I think that's all we got. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, don't make a giant man-sized mistake. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night. I didn't know Giant Man was in this game.